When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. Hey, the phone lines are now open. Dan just got out of the TARDIS, and he is now DJ Shagru. Viggity, viggity, Vic is running around like a lunatic in the newsroom. I'm Wiki, Wiki, Nikki. And in the traffic hut, spinning on her head, Esmeralda, the heart Melda. Hi, Esmeralda. You got your balance back?
Oh, I'm spinning so fast. They had to buy me a special microphone.
Exactly. Just attach it to your head while you were spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right. Fly Jams Friday shall commence after we take a break for the news. And if you would like to request, it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, Fly Jams Friday. All about the funky stuff right here on a Friday morning. All right. News is coming up right after this.
Some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship. Talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break.
Yeah.
Out of the country.
Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6. Esmeralda, nice choice.
Thank you.
I love Arrested Development, both the TV show and the group.
A game of horseshoes. That's my favorite part.
You know, see, you know, I saw Arrested Development twice. I saw them once at a Lollapalooza, mm-hmm. you know, when it was just the one-day event touring the country. I saw it in your little Tinley Park.
Oh, okay.
In the World Village, and it was raining. It was raining for the first like three acts. Mm-hmm. We were in the pavilion, so it was okay. But it was raining, and then when they came out, when Arrested Development came out, they walk out on stage. They start their first song. The clouds break, and the sun comes in. I'm not kidding. It was
That's
exactly what they do. And there were 75 people on stage.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
And the old dude sitting in the chair. And that was the best. The old dude sitting in the chair rocking. Man. You know Dionne Ferris? She was a singer.
Mm-hmm.
She had a solo career.
Yeah.
And her first solo album was I Know What You Doing, Baby. That song?
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't recognize it because I just did a horrible version
of
it.
No, I know what that is.
But I saw her at the Double Door.
Mm-hmm.
And we were standing there, you know, and this is when I actually smoked, and this was when you could smoke inside of bars. And the guitar player from her band comes up to me. He's like, "Hey, man, how you doing?" And I'm like, "All right." He goes, "Can I bum a smoke?" So I hung out with the guitar player from Dionne Ferris's band.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and ingested nicotine. It was it was quite amazing. But now Arrested Development, they're just great. They're just so great. All right, it's Fly Jams Friday. Fly Jams Friday. Get it. 312-981-7200. And let's start it off here. Dino wanted to hear this one.
It's better to have it.
Have it.
And not need it.
Need it.
Than to need it. Than to need it. Baby, baby, and not have it now.
Have it.
Talking about love.
Yeah. That's a great song.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great song. Barbara Lynn with It's Better to Have. You know, it is better to have it than to and not want it, or than to want it and not have it.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. 815 area code requests this classic.
What's late Saturday night, baby? Slow, you must ain't down.
So I was bartending at Ginger's Ale House,
mm-hmm.
which is now it's at the corner of Grace and Ashland. AJ Hudson's is not what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Ginger's Ale House, run by an Englishman and an Irishman. And oddly, they got along. And I was working there. It's an Irish pub, basically. Working there when the Commitments came out. Now, you remember the Commitments, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Now, they did a bunch of, you know, obviously you know the movie. It's a great movie.
Right.
It is a great movie. And they did a cover of this song. They did a cover of Mustang Sally. I must have heard that
oh,
song 8,000 times a night for like 2 years. And they wouldn't take the CD off because it's an Irish movie and an Irish band. And they're like, no, we're not taking it off the jukebox. So I heard that version of Mustang Sally like 80,000 times. Now, I love The Commitments. I love that movie and I love the music. But when you hear The Commitments version of Mustang Sally 63 times a night, it gets a little, you know how it is.
Right.
You're at a bar, you're bartending, you know. Some people go to a bar, they hang out for a couple hours. Well, I was there for 9 hours a night, and I had to listen to that, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, it's the corporate music.
Yeah, so.
I worked retail. You hear those songs over and over again.
You know what was great was when I was working at the Jewels years ago, it was the piped-in Muzak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that was the early 80s, you know, so it was like piped-in. It wasn't even the real versions of the songs. It was like I swear to God, Esmeralda, I was working at Jewel, and this was like in the mid-80s, maybe early 80s, and there was a Muzak, like elevator Muzak version of Whole Lotta Love by Led Zeppelin.
Would you guys guess and bet like what?
Yeah, no, we would always we did, but that was I was like, wait a minute, what? And I was running around to other people in the store going, do you listen to this? This is a Muzak version of Whole Lotta Love. Weirdest thing I've ever heard. And then it played a few times, became sort of a, you know, rotation. The Muzak version of Whole Lotta Love.
Did you start enjoying that than the actual?
Yeah, I loved it better than Zeppelin.
In fact,
whenever I want to listen to Whole Lotta Love, I just try and find elevators in the city that play it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to it. It's ruined the Zeppelin version for me.
Right.
All right. It's Fly Jam Friday. It's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, I think there's one, The Stairway to Heaven, I heard once, too.
Oh, yeah. That one was more common. But when I heard Whole Lotta Love, I was like, how is this happening? So.
I'm glad you enjoyed my Triple Play Thursday last night.
Yes.
Especially
the clip from
Live.
Animal House is the best. So.
He also wrote, according to IMDb, he wrote songs for China Syndrome, Roadies, Summer Lovers, and he had the hit from Tootsie.
Yeah.
He sang that himself.
It's the
Unfaithful Years, Mickey and Maude, The Money Pit, The Boy Who Could Fly.
Yeah, he was all over the place. But the funny thing about the China Syndrome is that the China Syndrome doesn't have a music score. The only piece of music is that song at the beginning during the credits. And then there's no, because the China Syndrome, no music score at all, which is really amazing because it's a thriller and it's unbelievably suspenseful and awesome. And there is no music at all.
Yeah, I did see that many
great
years.
Great movie. All right, what do you got?
We were both right about the song from Animal House, by the way, nicely played by Dan to keep it a surprise.
Yeah.
The song is an old English folk song actually called the Riddle Song.
Oh, okay.
And it's also known by the title I Gave My Love a Cherry.
Yeah.
When they wrote The Twelfth of Never, they adapted it, which means, I guess, they stole it. And when I heard him play the melody, that's why I recognize it as the 12th of Never.
Ah.
And actually, I Gave My Love a Cherry was also used in a Simpson episode, Marge versus the Monorail.
Yeah.
Homer sings,
I
Gave My Love a Chicken.
Yep.
And anyway, speaking of the 12th of Never and other days that aren't supposed to happen, 2 years ago this Sunday was the 12th of Never in Maurice White's fantasy story.
Ah.
And we will be together until the 12th of Never. So I think I have one by Earth, Wind and Fire that we've never played, and it certainly isn't September or Got to Get You into My Life or After Love Is Gone. Here's one of my favorites. Here's Fantasy.
Every man has a place. In his heart there's a space, and the world can't erase his fantasies. Take a ride in the sky on a ship. Your dreams
such a great song. That we have played that one, Bob.
No horns on that anyway, so yeah. Less people on stage. You know, he co-wrote that with his brother, and it took him 3 months to finish it. And he only finished it after seeing Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Wow. Oh, all right.
And, you know, John Landis actually cast Stephen Bishop in 4 movies.
American, I know that he's in Kentucky Fried Movie.
Yeah, he's a charming guy in that.
Yeah.
And then in Blues Brother, he's the charming trooper.
Right.
And in The Twilight Zone, he's charming GI in segment 1.
Right, right. Yep. All right, thank Bob.
Okay, take care.
There you go. Everything you ever wanted to know about Stephen Bishop.
Now I know.
But he's in, well, you haven't seen Kentucky Fried Movie.
No.
He's very funny. He's got one scene. And he's very funny in it. So anyway, yeah, he was good friends with Landis, obviously, if Landis is going to put him in 4 movies. All right. Marco in South Deering wanted to hear this. That's right. So Fine, Blow My Mind by Howard Johnson. I love his motels. there's a really funny movie, Esmeralda, that I would like to recommend to you. It's a hard one to find. It stars Ryan O'Neal from Fever Pitch.
Oh, great.
So you know it's going to be good.
I will seek it out right away.
It's called So Fine, and it's about a guy who runs a jeans company who stumbles upon the latest fad in jeans, and that is clear plastic on the butt.
Right. I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, Jack Warden is in it. It's got one of the funniest final lines in movie history. And I can't say it on the air, so I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
But it's a very, very hard movie to find. From 1981, So Fine.
Cool.
It made like a buck.
Okay. I'll go to the Blockbuster and find it.
Yeah. Make sure you get it on beta.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I think that's the best way.
The only way to watch it. Okay, we got a break here, and we got the weather. We got the... and we've got the traffic, and then a Blackhawks Express from another unfortunate game from a very disappointing season so far for the Hawks. All right. Let's get in here let's quickly get all of our requests in. Here's Mike on WGN on Fly Jams Friday. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, got the moment. Sexy Mama.
All right.
Fly Jam. Yeah.
That is a fly jam, Mike.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
All right, man. Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, you too.
Talk to you later. There's Mike, and here is Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
All right.
Getting in with another Earth, Wind, and Fire up all in all. I'll write a song.
Here we go. There's in your silent night, joy of a soul's delight. I'll write a song for you. You'll write a song for me. We'll write a song of love. Of love. Yeah. Man, you know, I'm stating the obvious, Patrick, but Earth, Wind, and Fire rules.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've had that released in every format except this set.
There you go. All right, Patrick. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Right, you too. All right. And here's Jeff on WGN. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. What's up?
How about Sade? Hang on to your love.
Oh, man, please. Let's hear it. Hang on to your love.
Heaven's name.
That's Fly Jam. Good job, Jeff. Thanks for the request, buddy.
Thanks.
Have a good weekend. There you go. Sade. I love Sade. Whatever happened to her? She's probably still touring, right?
She released an album the last couple of years.
Did she?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I always liked Sade.
I imagine she lives in, like, Morocco.
Yeah. She's an exotic-looking woman.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman.
I just imagine she lives in Morocco and there's just, like, breezy curtains everywhere.
Just because it's like because of her songs. Like, that's just the kind of thing. That's the kind of mood. Yeah.
She could be anywhere and there's breezy curtains as she walks down the street.
She's in Minnesota this weekend. It's going to be breezy and lovely as she walks down the street.
Just curtains come out of nowhere.
Uh-oh, Bennett, the business of funk.
Oh, boy.
He's 7'3", very white and funky. Bennett, the business of funk.
Sounds like Bill Brasky.
God bless you for making that reference. Bill Brasky.
Bill Brasky.
Here's to Bill Brasky. I'm wearing a diaper. by the way, that's an SNL reference. God bless you, Esmeralda. Wow. That's one of my favorite
this
Will Ferrell.
The best
it's
one.
The best. I'm wearing a diaper. Okay, here's the business of funk in his request.
A touch of me and you, up the heat but not too far. A little twist of ooh and a pinch of ooh la la. A little bit of this, I'm giving you the best of me. A little more of that, I'm cooking up a recipe for love. Standing on the crossroads, I've been waiting to watch you change.
This is good. I've never heard this before. Is this new? Is it relatively new?
2014, so relatively new, yeah.
Relatively new. Here's the name of the... You ready for the name of the band?
Hmm.
Lack of Afro.
Oh.
That's pretty cool, man. Song is Recipe for Love featuring Jack Tyson Charles. Lack of Afro.
Oh, bless them.
That's
Lack
awesome.
Of Afro.
That's great. Hey, Esmeralda, have a great weekend.
Oh, thank you.
Have fun with the French onion dip. If you have any left over.
I'll try.
It's not going to happen. I know. Have a good weekend. And we'll see you all on Monday.